Okay, the Rebbe's Maimer, Yud Shvat Tov Shin Lamed Tes, page Lamed Aleph in the booklet, bottom paragraph. Okay, last thing the Rebbe was explaining, that the mitzvahs are the amudim, because mitzvahs connect the Yidin to Hashem, heaven and earth, like a pillar. And we have the choice to do it or not to do it, to bring down this level of Elokus, or not to bring down this level of Elokus. And that's what it says. V'amdu raglov, because the Rebbe said, what's the meaning of standing? The head is higher than the rest of the body, and the feet are on the ground. Not like sitting, that the feet are not on the ground. Okay, so he said, v'alderech zeh, gam b'siyav zman ha-golos, not only when Mashiach comes, but also the end of golos. Hine b'dog m'sir ha-gol shebegufa odom, just like the foot at the bottom of the person, to the lowest place of the foot, which is the heel. Yeshgam b'cholos say that Ishtalshis is also in the chain of the worlds. The level of Akvayim d'Asiya, the lowest levels of the world of Asiya, right? Akev is the heel, but it also represents the lowest level of Ishtalshis. The person's body is Ishtalshis. The head is Chochma, being, you know, the Midas, the foot, and the lower levels, and then you have the heel of the foot, which is even the lowest level, which are the lowest levels of the world. And that's what it said before in the Pasuk, that even when the Jews are very low, Hashem is standing for them, and then it becomes that even the time of Golus, just like it says, so the same thing, and he says, even when things seemingly seem to be good in Golos, so there's no oppression, there's no problems. If the Kedusha still doesn't reach to the revelation of what it is in Kedusha, when Kedusha reveals itself. How much more so it doesn't reach the Merchav Atmi, the Kedusha, to the essence of Kedusha, which is a level of the wideness and the broadness and the great revelation of Yudke. Without taking into consideration, meaning in lieu of the fact even though the person in Golos reached the highest levels of learning and fulfilling mitzvahs and there's freedom to do all of that stuff, and Hashem blesses him that even in Golos should be mamatzah shel archava, should be a broad level of Torah mitzvahs. Like the Mishnah says, whoever keeps Torah mitzvahs when they're poor will end up keeping it when they're rich. It's only the broadness of Golos. Yeah, you're in Golos, so you have it great. But it's the greatness of Golos. It's not the greatness of Kedusha. You're not in the level of Kedusha. You're still in the level of Golos. And the Golos itself, ikvas in the Mashiach, in the time of the revelation of the heels of Mashiach, and therefore the person needs to understand with a special understanding, so to speak. Yes, it's Torah mitzvahs. Seemingly it seems to be odd, but the bottom line is it's chayshach, it's golus. Golus is chayshach, bottom line. 1 second. The worst thing, he said, you shouldn't come to the level, what the Pasuk says, they make Choshech as Or. Another problem, like the Rebbe used to use the expression, somebody spits in your face and you say, oh, it's a brach of rain. So people make Or, they say, now it's so good in Golos, have a nice car, nice house, nice everything, no problems with Torah mitzvahs, I learn, I daven, I keep mitzvahs. He says, the problem is when you think it's Or. When you think that's light, it's really chayshach. Ela shemitzad, 1 second. Chazdei Hashem, it's only out of the kindness Hashem. Hashem wants, in the end of Golos, we should feel a little bit comfortable. But it's not that Golos is comfortable. Like the Rebbe says, Vata Tesavet, the whole Maimer is based on the concept that the worst thing is when people are in Golus with complacency in Golus. He said, that's Hashem is nice. He's a nice guy. So he gives us kindness. That in Golus, we have a little bit of freedom. But we need to understand that itself is Cheshire.
Where did you say that before?
What?
What is it for the end of Golus that it's going to be comfortable? Isn't the birth pangs of the Shia?
No, the Rebbe writes that even when it is in a situation, not that. Listen, today in the world, generally speaking, there's no oppression to Yiddishkeit. I'm talking in our countries, right?
It is
the birth pains of Mashiach, but the problem is when people think it's the situation is great.
Rabbi, don't we have the Dalai Lama's of Halacha in the sense that then we connect?
But it's still Galus. That's what he's saying. As great as it feels, bottom line is it's Galus,
yes.
And it's not Chayor. It's Chayshich.
So how would that be different? Let's say you cannot have more than Dalai Lama's of Halacha. No, because that's. Connecting to
what do you mean more than Dalai Lamas? You want
no,
six
saying,
Lamas?
I mean,
what do you want?
Dalai Lamas of Halachas is that you are connected to...
Yeah, but at the same time, the person needs to realize it's Cheshech and it's Golos. And he says, Avot Tzarech Leida, okay, what a person needs to know, Shenim Tzoyim B'meisa, that they're in Golos, they're in an impression. Vaznaselem, and then it becomes a Amadet Olehem Beitzot Osem. Then it becomes a concept that Hashem is there together with us in a level of Amida. Hashem reveals himself even in the time of Tzorah. And therefore, even in the last minutes of Golus, what happened in Mitzrayim? Right before the going out of Mitzrayim, the plague of darkness, yeah? The Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, there was light. Either in the darkness of Mitzrayim, but by the Yidin Hashem was kind to give us Or. What Or? Torah Or. Shenim shebegilu b'simchu v'tuv leivav. Aydei ma'aseinu v'avedaseinu. That we are already merit to have lachzis b'neim Hashem, to see the sweetness of Hashem. Similar to the concept that Erev Shabbos, Friday, after midday, El Tachnon, it's already the feeling, the beginning of the feeling of Kedusha. It's still not Shabbos yet. It's still Friday. It's still weekday. It's still Golus. But at the end of Golus, Hashem gives us this opportunity to feel a little bit good.
You smell Shabbos right now.
You smell your Shabbos, only you if you smell the cholent.
You feel it from Friday morning.
Yeah, right. Then we will merit soon the concept what the Pasuk says, Hashem will be the light of the world. Hashem should take us and take us upright, become a skufa with an upright position, in a level of Amida. And will merit to fulfill the promise. That their feet will stand on that day and harazesim shalamata measar tfachim. That below means all the way down here with feeling elokus. Anani b'merchav yudke b'rakadiv mamish b'nishim b'yas mashiach tzidkenu. Okay, we're going to go to the next mimer. Let me just close this for a second.
If a person davens all day and learns chassidus all day, they're still in gullah. So what does gullah look like then?
Man, if this is called Gula by you, it's pretty sad.
No, not by us, but I'm saying a person learns all day, downs all day. How come he's not in Geula?
No. He's in Geula of Golus. Okay, let's start the next mimer here. Yeshev has begun him. Okay, the Pasuk says, this is the mimer the Rebbe, the previous Rebbe gave out the mimer again. Yud Shvat was Basi Lagani. Yud Gimel Shvat, which was Yortzi for the Friedrich of his mother, he gave out the mimer Yeshev has begun him. Which means like this, a Yeshev is Beganim. He's going to explain the different interpretations of it. A Yeshev is Beganim, the one sitting in the garden, Chavirim, Makshivim, Lokelech, your friends listen to your voice, Hashmieni. Or maybe Balilul. He explained what the Friedrich Rebbe explains it. At the beginning of the Mami Yud Gimel Shvat, in the Hemshech of Yud Shvat, which he gave out for his yard site, Peter Shrashi. The Wadrashi explains who was a Yeshev is Beganim, who was sitting in the gardens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emer LeKnesset Yisrael, Hashem says to the Yidden, you Jews, at Hanafutz Begelut that are in Golus, V'rei Beganim Shel Achedim, and you sit in other people's gardens. We're not in our own garden. Yishev is Beganim refers to the Neshamas of Yidden that are in Golus. Okay, you Jews that are sitting in Golus, the Yeshem, and nevertheless, you sit where? Babati Knesset Subati Midrashas, in the shuls and in the yeshivas, meaning Shebeganim yesh beis pirushim, because the word gan has two interpretations. One is, like you said, ganim of achedim, other people's gardens, meaning we're in galus, and it also means bati knesias and bati medrashas. Okay, but then it refers to yidden. Hayeshev is beganim, you Jews who are sitting in galus, and yet you're sitting in the beis knesias and beis medrash. Chaveidim, your friends. Who are your friends coming to listen to you? Malachi Ashorit Shem Chavercha. The Malachim, that the angels, that are your friends. B'nei Elokim Dugmoschach. Similar to the Jews that are called, the Malachim are called B'nei Elokim. So they're also God's descent, the children, so to speak. Not like Yidin, Abonim Atam Lashem Elokeichem, but Meisubam Maimir. And he says, in the Maimir, in the Medrash, Chaveidim Nikroi Malachi Ashoris. Now, it says two things. One interpretation, Chaveidim means Malachim because they're friends of the Jews. Another interpretation, the Malachim between themselves are friends. Why are Malachim called Chaveidim? Because the Gemara says, Ein b'em leikinah. The Medrash says, that leikinah of leisinah of leitachin. There's no jealousy, there's no hatred, there's no competition. So it's, again, two interpretations of Chaveidim. One is, friends of the Jews. So when the Jews are sitting in Golos, in the Bati Knesset and Bati Medrashas, and they're learning and they're davening, so then, or Ganim is, again, the gardens of Golos, or the gardens of Beit Shulzim, so then Chaveidim, your friends, and the friends between themselves, come to listen to your learning and davening. In addition to the interpretation, Chaveidim koya malachei ashoris. The Chaveidim are called the angels because of the two reasons. They're your friends and friends between themselves. Yesh gam pirush, there's another interpretation, shechaveidim koya b'nei Yisrael. That Chaveidim also refers to Jews. When they're in the matzav of Talmidei Chachamim, where they're learning Torah, which is Talmid Chacham is also called Chaver. Okay, in other words, the Friedrich Rebbe doesn't bring down this interpretation in the Maimer, but the Rebbe is saying there's a third interpretation of Chaveidim. One is Malachim, which are called Chaveidim because of one of two reasons. The friends of the Jews are friends between themselves. Another interpretation, Chaveidim even means the Yidden, because Yidden, a Talmud Chacham in the Gemara, is called Chaved. So Jews learning Torah and Bati Knesset and Bati Midrashis, they have become Talmidei Chachamim. The Malachim come to listen to your voice about the Knesset in the shuls. And like the Medrash adds to this, Aniu Pamalia Shali, my and my Pamalia is my entourage. Boyim Lishmael Kelech, come to listen to your voice. That means when Yidden are learning in the Bati Knesset and Bati Medrashis of Galus, Hashem, Ani Hashem, and the Malachim. That's Hashem's entourage and Malachim. Come to listen to your voice. And then it says, the Messiah in Bakosim, Berach Deidi Alahari Psamim, that goes on the Koyal's Mana Lassid Love, that comes in the time of Mashiach, Babias Mashiach Tzidkenu, Shaz Yia Gam Binyan Beisam Migdosh, that then will also be a Beisam Migdosh, and a Beit Yaveh the Sectatus, which is the level of Psamim. Where is Hari Psamim? V'in is that kosher. And also connected to what it said before that. Save day the Al Hari Psar from Lashon and Pirud. Okay, he's just saying, there's a whole bunch of psukim over there in Shir Hashim. So he's saying like this, that the pasuk ends, Brach day the Al Hari Psamim, which refers to the time of Mashiach Tzidkenu, because then there'll be a Beis Hamikdash and there'll be the Ketaris, which is the Psamim. Okay, that refers to the time of Beis Hamikdash. It connects to what it said before that. Save day the Al Harib Tzar, which is the Lashon HaPirud, by Brisbane HaPsarim, Basar means cut. So Harry Psar means pirut, separation. The koi al nitzutzitz shenafluv in his baru b'shvira sakelim. The sparks that fell down and became separated when Tayu had its meltdown. Shabir shalem shenasai de avedus kinesi sisro b'zman agolus. Okay? That the refining of those sparks of Tehu come through the Aveda of Yidden in the time of Golos. B'yoysa Yishev is begun by sitting in the Gan, in Golos, in the Bati Knesses and Bati Midrashes, the Futs, the Begoyla. B'yoysa Beganim Shalachayim, when they're in Golos, grazing in other people's gardens, nevertheless, Yishev Bati Knesses and Bati Midrash. Okay, so what's the Rebbe saying over here? That the Friedrich Rebbe explains, Yishev is begun means when the Eden sit in Golos, in the Bati Knesses and Bati Midrash. Gan is Golos, and Gan is Bati Knesses and Bati Midrash. Chaver and the Malachim come together with Hashem to listen to your voice. Meaning, the Yidden are refining sparks of Kedusha only in the time of Golos. How do they refine the sparks of Kedusha? By sitting in Bati Knesses and Bati Midrash, meaning they're learning and they're davening and doing mitzvahs in the time of Golos. That's how you elevate the sparks of Teyu. Because the sparks of Teyu can only be elevated primarily in the time of Golos.
How could one of the touches of Ganim be Golos?
Because that's what it said, Ganim Shalachedim, the gardens of other people. That's what the Medrash says. Hayeshev is beganim Shalachedim, meaning in the time of Golos, we're in other people's garden. Now we're not in our own garden.
I got it.
Tohu was not physical at all, or was also physical?
Only spiritual.
What was the question?
Well, was Tehu physical or spiritual? Okay, base. We do adiyuk b'zeh. It's known the question in Tzarech Lahavin. We need to understand ma inyan. Okay, shechaved and boim l'shmeya. What does it mean? The malachim come to listen. Or Hashem says in iyupah ma'ya shali boim are coming. Hayimetzin or binyan atfila. The question: what's this expression coming? What's the problem? We find the concept of davening. Even though you daven in a shul, it's known that all the tefillas that we daven go through Yerushalayim, Arabayis, and Kedesh HaKadoshim. How do the tefillahs go up? Through the Yerushalayim and Bati Knesset and the Kedesh HaKadoshim. And he says,
even now that we don't have the Yerushalayim?
Well, if you learn the Rebbe's Sikh about Teres, I mean, my brain went blank. The Bati Knesset, Bati Midrash, or Rabbeinu B'Bavel, the famous Sicha, according to the Rebbe, goes through 770. That's what the Rebbe says clearly over there. In the time of Golos.
What about when people die,
No, Tchias HaMeisim is going to be in Eretz Yisrael. So everybody has to go underground.
Also, when somebody passes away, the Neshama goes to Yerushalayim?
No, I don't think so. I think that's only Tchias HaMeisim. Maybe, I don't know. And he says, like it says, V'zeh shar ha-shamayim, like Yaakov Avinu said, this is the gate of the heaven. What means the gate of the heaven? All the tefillahs go through that gate up to the shamayim. U'kamei shekos, v'bit tefillah shloim, like shloim ha-melech davin. V'at ha-tishma shamayim. So he says like this, all tefillah goes through Yerushalayim, okay, through the Beis HaMikdash. V'adarech zeh b'negeh limit ha-teirah, like it says in the Zayar, and Tanya brings it down. About the voice, sound of Teda, meaning when you're learning properly, it can say, Shasok Ubakar Akian. Okay, it goes through the heavens. Vimkain, Maoinyin, Shakarish Borchu, Malecha Shar Strachim Lovim, Yamokim Shalem, Lamokim Shabakan Esis Israel. So why do Yidden, okay, what does it say? The Malachim or Hashem come to the Jews. That means they're not there. And they're coming to the place of the Jews. Hayishav is beganim. Like he says, Kedei l'shmer kol ha'tfilah v'ateiro. Why do they have to come to listen to Torah Tefillah if all the Torah Tefillah goes where they are anyway? And as why do they need to come to us if all the Tefillahs go to where they are? So why do they need to come to us? All the davening, all the Tefillah goes and learning goes through the Beis HaMikdash to up to heaven. So where are they coming to?
They come to elevate it, no?
No. It's known also the question. It says, Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem came down in Har Sinai, yeah? Even though Matan Torah tzarchli is the neshama beguv dafke. Matan Torah has to be to neshama in a body. Uba Har Sinai dafke, right? But why did Hashem have to come down? In other words, the question is like this. We find Hashem is coming down. Boim, they're coming to us when we learn, yeah? Har Sinai, Matan Torah, Hashem came down at Har Sinai, yeah? Now just think, if you have a powerful king, the king doesn't come to the people. You bring the people to the king, correct? So why does Hashem have to come to here, or Hashem has to come down in Har Sinai? Hashem could have picked up Har Sinai, picked up all the Yidden to him. Why is he coming down? It's like below his dignity to come down. He should stay where he is up there and let him bring up the Jews.
But we came to Har Sinai.
Once we came to Har Sinai, Hashem should have picked us all up. Like he picked up Avram, Avinu, Brisbane of Sodom, right, to put him on top of the sky and said, look, he said, to the extent, not only that, it goes even more. After Matan Torah, Torah lay b'shamayim. Torah is not even in the heaven anymore. You can't pass him by Ruchnius. It's only down here. It's not enough. Sheyish b'shamayim is a psak din. Not only that, shenitu achas sheyala shamayim. In the Pele Godel, Shenasa b'Shemayim Mimal. The Altarebbe explains in Tanya the great commotion that happens in heaven when they paskin halacha down here. Shalachem boyim el yeinim l'shmei chadush yeterim midach tachteinim. That means the Altarebbe explains in Tanya that because lo b'Shemayim he. Yeah, so how does upstairs get psak halachas? They have to come down to hear what Torah says. I think you find many stories in the Gemara. There was an argument between Hashem and Mesifta the Rekia. There was an argument between Hashem and the Mesifta up there about the law. And they said, Man Neichach, who's going to make the ruling? There's a machlekes between Hashem and Israel, whatever that means. Man Neichach. So it says, Rabbi Ben Achmeini, Rabbi will make the ruling. Why? Hashem said, Ani yochid bel yoyenu, v'hu yochid betachteinim. I'm God up here, he's the God down there, so to speak, Rabbi. Let him decide. And then when they decided, not like Hashem said, Natschuni bonei natschuni, my kids were victorious over me. Yeah? Which means Hashem needs to come down. But the question I understood, Tzrichim l'shmei azeis, babati medrashis, dafke. And the same thing, mitzvahs of tefillah and batei kenesias. So, l'chayr, why does Hashem have to come down? Another simple question is, why do the malachim boim, and you pamayishli, Hashem says, me and my entourage, have to come to listen down here? Why does Hashem have to come down by Har Sinai? Why couldn't he just pick everybody up? Why is it?
The question is just goes against everything in Yiddishkeit, in my mind. I could be wrong.
First of all, the question is to explain something deeper.
I understand.
Why is there a question? I mean, why is there a contradiction?
The whole purpose is to make the world a bad image, to bring it down. I mean, what's the point to take the Jews up to the heaven? When Hashem took Moshe Avraham Avinu up there, it was for a purpose, to show him something. It wasn't because it was below his dignity to come down.
Yeah,
and but Hashem is humble, you know, and was Mr. Shalakas prophet.
Hashem wants to make us holy. So why didn't he pick us up and make us holy? That's the question.
The question
is in the whole Matan Torah. Because obviously we know that Hashem Dafka wanted Dirbet Achteinim. But the question is, why? He could have picked us up higher. He could have picked us up to the heaven.
Bring us down.
Matan Tater.
Isn't he answering the question here by saying we need both? We need our tefillos to go up and he needs to come down, isn't it?
No. The question is, why doesn't it one way only going up? Yeah.
You want to partner?
We need both.
Well, Moshe went up, no?
Yeah, but that's not Hashem. Hashem came down. Yeah, Moshe went. Okay, so let's see what he said. V'yishleim ad abir b'zem behegdem ha-mavur b'chelek ha-mayim ad-yem ilula. Hashayach l'shon ha-zug. Again, this is what's called the continuation of the previous maimon. Based on what he explained of Perek Tes, b'inyan ha-mitzvahs, we'll understand this by first explaining the concept, the mitzvahs that he explained in the previous maimon. Shezel klosim ha-seinu v'avidaseinu, which is the general aved of the Yidin, is the concept of mitzvahs. So he explained in the previous maimer, Shamitzis Nikroim Amudim. Okay? Just like the Kroshim are called Aimdim, Atishitim Aimdim, which Aimdim is the expression of Amudim, right? The Atishitim Aimdim, and he says, but Aimdim and Amudim are the same letters. What was the Inyan of the Kroshim? What's the Inyan of mitzvahs? Mitzvahs are called Amudim, pillars. What's the union of an amud, a pillar? He connects the ceiling and the floor that they become one. And that's the whole union of mitzvahs, to connect Hashem and world.
And connect the rispa to gag too. From down up too. Not only from up down.
But that's what he's explaining. 1 second. Ubesiyim aperg meisif levayi, you know, amid avati shitim. The Amida, what does it mean when you say Amida? It's made al kiyim veheder hashinui. Explain before, and the Rebbe brought this down also. And the Rebbe explained, standing means you go from the top to the floor. That means ani Hashem lo shenisi. Remember before, the Rebbe explained that the level of an amud that connects heaven and earth, which is, there's no difference anymore between heaven and earth, that's the level of ani Hashem lo shenisi. By doing mitzvahs, but basically mitzvahs bring down the level of seviv kolalman, right? The level of hashekut shanu b'mitzvaysev. It brings down seviv kolalman. Seviv kolalman is the level of ani avay lo shenisi. It's above world. If it's above world, world doesn't change it. That the Friedrich Rebbe connects amud and amido, even though l'cheir it's a separate issue. In other words, the Friedrich Rebbe is putting together Amud and Eimed, which are the two separate things. Amida means permanency. Amud means connecting heaven and earth. So L'chayr, it's two different concepts. Why is he making it into one cholent? Amud, Eimed, L'chayr is a different thing. There's the level of Amida, which means permanency, bringing down Avini, Avay, Leshanisi. And this is a separate issue, that mitzvahs are the amud, the pillars that connect heaven and earth.
Why is that separate?
That's
We said before they were connected in the previous
night. I said, but Rabbi asked, it's two separate issues.
Why is it separate?
Because one issue is permanency of Kedusha,
which is
ani avay lo shenisi, and the other one is that heaven and earth are connected. But it's l'cheir, not necessarily the level of ani avay lo shenisi. It could be a connection, heaven and earth, that heaven and earth are on the same level. Just like earth is mamala, so that's mamala. It's also a level of condition.
Lower level.
Whatever. Okay. Rabbi, this is you.